Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and this that I am going through is the greatest gift from Jesus Christ, specifically from his resurrection that I've received in my entire life. So what the heck is going on with me? So I am having a sleep study done. So since probably I was around in my late teens and 20s, I knew that in my sleep, I was snoring, I was falling asleep during the day. There was something wrong. And I specifically noticed it when I was growing in my faith and I was wanting to stay awake in class, when I was studying, when I was praying, when I would go to adoration, I would fall asleep all the time. And no matter what I did, no matter how many Red Bulls or coffees or espressos or how many hours of sleep I got, I just would still fall asleep throughout the day. And people would joke and say that I had narcolepsy or something like that. At some point, I thought it was pretty serious because I saw how it was impacting my prayer life, and I thought it was like the devil. So I actually went to a retreat where there was an exorcist, and I had him do like an exorcism prayer on me. It was a very minor prayer. It wasn't a real one, because he said, well, it might be the case that it's like, you know, some spirit associated with sleep. But, you know, we usually have to go to kind of the lowest thing to figure out the answer. And at some point, you know, I'm a therapist. And so when I was doing this training on how to help people with insomnia, they talked about sleep apnea, which is where basically the quality of your sleep because of is poor because you're getting lack of oxygen as you're breathing. It's more complicated than that, but that's just a simple explanation. And they give you a machine called a CPAP machine. So typically, if you're overweight, if you're male, if you snore, these are kind of some indicators that you might have this. And, you know, we have to deal with the things that we have to grow, because grace builds on nature. So we need to heal our nature and understand what's wrong with us so that God can use us as better instruments. And I've essentially been praying for God to heal my sleep for a long time. And my family started dealing with all of it. So that was like a huge answer to prayer. And then they were encouraging me to do it, and I knew that I had it, so I knew I needed to do it. They scheduled it for May 1st, but then someone canceled. Then they gave it to me tonight, which tonight is Holy Saturday to Easter Sunday. So to me, the day is not lost, that I'm literally going to resurrect a new man tomorrow, because I'm going to have this diagnosis. I'm going to get the CPAP machine. I'm going to sleep so much better. I'm going to be able to stay awake. I'm going to be able to be a better man, husband, a therapist, Catholic, because I'm going to pray better. It's going to help me so much. And that's an encouragement for you, that with our faith, we sometimes have to be with our heads in the sky and in the clouds. But at other times, we need to have our feet on the ground and be real about the problems that we need to deal with. So maybe you're dealing with depression or anxiety, or you're overweight, or you have some health issues, or this or that, or your sleep is terrible. Deal with that first, so that you could, your body can be in a good place, so that your soul can then be in a better place, because grace builds on nature. And we can't just ignore the natural and skip to the supernatural. It doesn't work that way. We have to be whole to be holy. So this is a great moment for me. Happy Holy Week. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection. Jesus Christ has risen. Amen. He is truly risen. My friends, pray for me. I'll be praying for you. Keep praying for more awesome videos, that I get better at this and that they can be a blessing to you. I hope this touched someone to do something about their health. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.